This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
But it is Wednesday. No, it's not Wednesday. It's Tuesday at 3:30, and that means it's time for another edition of Posted and Toasted.
It's time for Posted and Toasted.
I will read old tweets of some of our fellow WFAN coworkers, and then Tiki Barber will try to guess who tweeted it, who posted it. We'll find out if we deserve to toast them. Are you ready?
Let's hear it.
August 22nd, 2019. I saw a tall, bald, white guy that looked like J.A. Happ in the gym this morning, and it made me mad.
J.A. Happ.
Yes. Was that Sean Morash? Keith McPherson? Tommy Lugauer, or Brandon Tierney?
Tommy doesn't go to the gym.
Tommy doesn't go to the gym.
I'm a lean cuisine.
Exactly. Yeah. He's just naturally fit. Did you say Sean?
I said Sean.
Sean rides his bike at his house.
He doesn't go to the gym either.
I'm going to say this is Keith McPherson.
KM to AM.
It is. Who else is going to be annoyed about seeing who they think is J-Hap? Would you ever be annoyed at seeing who you think is J-Hap? I mean, he wasn't the greatest Yankee in the world.
The irony of his all those Yankee games, I don't know if I'd ever be in the gym and go, that guy looks like J-Hap.
I had that once. I was at the gym. I think I said this on the air.
I'm trying to find a picture of him without a hat on.
Oh, J-Hap?
Yes.
I was at the gym, and I feel bad for this guy because obviously the news going on about his son and his family, but I thought I saw Brett Gardner at the gym. And I was like, what do I do? Do I go over to him? Like, wow. Do I say, what's up?
Yeah.
It turned out not to be him.
Well, so, condolences to his family.
I know. Horrible, horrible story. For those that didn't hear, Brett and his wife lost their 14-year-old son, tragically, a couple days ago. So condolences to Brett Gardner. Did you find the picture of J-Hap?
I did. Yeah, I could see why that would annoy you. Because he has this look on his face.
He's got that look.
In this picture I'm looking at.
When you think of J-Hap, though, Sean, as a Yankee fan, your reaction is annoyance or whatever, just a guy who's in our history.
I think I'm more annoyed at the handling of Davey Garcia than I am the existence of J-Hap.
I was going to say that, like, when you think of J-Hap as a Yankee, you probably think of that incident in 2020, and it really had nothing to do with it. He was just the guy that came in after they used Davey Garcia as an opener. Anyhow, here's post number two from July 4th, 2015, or July 14th, 2015. I wouldn't blame Russell Wilson for not wanting to have sex with Ciara's backup singers.
What?
I wouldn't blame Russell Wilson for not wanting to have relations with Ciara's backup singers.
He's insulting Ciara's backup
singers. Yeah, that's what I think it is. Was that Sean Morash? Sean Morash. No, I'm just kidding. Sean Morash, Greg Giannotti, Al Dukes, Tommy Lugauer or Sal Licata?
Mm. This sounds like an Al Dukeser.
You're wrong.
Not an Al. Does it sound like a Sean one? It would be awkward since he met Russell Wilson and Ciara. I think you introduced him. So this would be one of those tweets that would be very awkward to come back and kind of think about.
It sounds like you were trying to get me to say Sean.
I was not.
But I don't think it was Sean. Mm. I think this was Gio.
Intellectually bankrupt.
It is Gio, Greg Giannotti. Here's post number three from November 1st, 2012. I wish my car's gas tank was on the passenger side. Lines are shorter.
What?
I wish.
Oh, okay. I got it.
Thank I you. Wish my car's gas tank was on the passenger side. Lines are shorter. Was that Evan Roberts, Tiki Barber, Jerry Recco, or Al Dukes?
That was you, Evan.
You're wrong.
It's got to be a guy who lives in Jersey.
Mm. Why does it have to be a guy who lives in Jersey?
Because in New York, if you're pumping your own gas, you could just pull your car up to whichever side you want. It doesn't matter.
You're right.
That's a good point.
You're right.
So who on that lives in Jersey? Recco?
I am anal right now.
It is. He goes to Jersey.
It is. It is Jerry Recco.
Does
Jerry does live in New Jersey.
Okay.
I just saw him 5 minutes ago. By the way, he's coincidentally here right now.
Context clues, baby.
Mm. That's a good one. I didn't think of that. You're right, because in New York, you kind of got to go the prescribed way.
Mine's on the passenger side. I could go whatever or wherever I want.
Well, I was going to ask, what is the percentage of where the tank is? Like, is it mostly passenger side?
I think it's the vehicle maker. Certainly, whatever. Like, I think the Mercedes is always on the right.
Yeah, I have a Nissan. It's on the right.
It's on the right. It's on the passenger side. Is that the more common thing? Because
no, my Toyota hat was on the left. When I had a pickup truck, it was on the left. So I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either, because the car I drive all the time is a Jeep, and it's on the right side. It's on the passenger side. And I have to tell you, I find it mostly annoying, because just when you turn in, you're looking for the most convenient one. And sometimes, like, you have to pull the...
Yeah, you kinda, have to do the UE.
Yeah.
And you're facing the wrong way.
But when I drive the minivan that I take the kids in, it's on the left side. So the problem I run into is I'm forgetting as I'm driving or pulling up, which car am I in?
Yeah.
And I thought about this recently. It's why this Recco tweet is spot on, even though it was from 2012. Can we be universal about this? Like, I mean, why is this?
You would think so, but it's just not the case. So Tracy's car, obviously, I drive an electric car, so I never go to the gas station. But Tracy's is on the right. So every time I pull into a gas station, I'm in her car.
Mm.
I have to look at the thing. It tells you the arrow, which side the gas is on.
Does it do that?
Yeah, you know where your gas light is?
I never noticed that.
On the gas light, the...
When you get a cancer diagnosis, your world stops. But not Fox Chase Cancer Center. When the science moves quickly, we move quicker. Because cancer is all we do. From the molecular level to the human level, we stay focused on your unique cancer. Not just following the science, but discovering new paths forward. Giving you a head start on better outcomes. Learn more at foxchase.org/where you start. Because where you start matters.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The whatever it is, the measure of the gas thing, there's an arrow pointing one way or the other.
I never knew that.
And that's telling you what side your gas tank is on.
See, that would be...
I always have to look at it.
Yeah, I'd be very helpful.
None of you guys knew that?
No.
No.
Are you kidding?
Do we strike you as people that have high intelligence that would notice that?
Is that universal?
It's universal.
Are you sure it's universal?
I swear on every car I've ever been in, there's an arrow at the gas gauge.
Well, what,
it tells you which side. And that arrow looks like it's meaningless.
Right.
But it's just telling you which side the gas
It's like
is
the
on.
Possession arrow in college basketball. I don't even know it's there, but it's like, oh, that's pretty important.
I can't believe you didn't know that.
I've been driving for
20 years.
Well, when you first said, you said the gas light, and I said, oh, that sounds like all of our wives. They wait till the gas light comes on,
well,
and then the arrow would
point. She does do that. I mean, the gas station is less than a half a mile away, so whatever. But still, it's a pain in the butt if you got to rush out and go somewhere.
Well, it's also a pain in the butt, like, when you rent a car, because I had this happen to me a couple weeks ago when I was in Florida. I rented a car, and I had no idea where the gas station was.
By the way, that's how I started figuring it out, because I was always renting cars when I was traveling.
So you knew there needed to be a trick other than opening the door and looking outside. That's crazy. All right. Well, there you go. We learn something new every day. I'm going to stare at that when I get in my car tonight. This one is from March 21st, 2015. If you are a male over the age of 21 and you're watching the women's NCAA tournament at 7 o'clock on a Saturday, you have some explaining to do.
Wow, that is a...
God, I wouldn't want to be attached to this tweet. Is it Evan Roberts, Tommy Lugauer, Sean Morash, or Brandon Tierney?
Who hates the women's tournament?
In 2015.
I know. In 2015, yes.
2015. I'm going to say, was that Sean?
Kiss my fat ass!
Do you remember that? Sean tweeting that out? That's you, by the way.
Why did you hate women's basketball?
Well, hold on. I did not hear that tweet before I knew it was me and take that as I hate women's college basketball. It took me as... You're staring at the chicks playing college basketball in short shorts on a Saturday night at 7. You have to explain some things.
You're making things worse for yourself.
Let me throw Sean.
Now you're making yourself creepy.
Let me throw Sean a lifeline.
Yeah?
I'm sure that either DA or Bilotti were watching it, and this was your way of taking a dig at one of your coworkers back on the DA show, which is most often your tweets from back in the day. Is that fair?
That makes sense. It was all
I'm
going to
take that lifeline. That's definitely what it was.
You're 100%. Welcome.
Now, with that being said, the first round of the NCAA tournament, women's, is not watchable.
You don't like watching teams win by 70?
It is embarrassingly bad. Now, there are maybe 30 teams that deserve to be in the competition.
Yeah.
You can't get beat 108 to 48 or whatever the heck it was that South Carolina won by. It is not fun to watch those games.
Now, Tiggy, something in my life has changed where I'd argue with that. Since 2015, I gamble on the women's tournament now. And those spreads are always in play.
That's what
changed. Yeah, but there's no way you're getting a spread over 20. I mean, you getting a 50-point spread?
Yeah.
Sometimes the dogs are barking, bro.
50-point spread.
You can get
Vegas
like 40,
is throwing you a 40-point
spread. You can get like
spread.
37 to 43 and a half, yeah.
Wow.
And how do you watch a game like that, though? I would only tune into like the last 5 minutes at that
That's
point.
What I mean. It's not watchable.
Yeah, it's not watchable.
Now, that's not
a game I could watch in its entirety.
It's score spring heavy. Training games, Evan.
That has more value than a game that's a 70-point game. Come on, don't compare that to the value of seeing Luis Angel Acuna getting that back. Come on now.
Didn't we keep him?
Yes, we did.
Yeah, you guys did keep him in fantasy. All right, final post. This is from October 1st, 2014. Married with Children is on one of the TVs in the newsroom. Kelly Bundy is one of the all-time greats, a close second to Kelly Kapowski. Is that Al Dukes, Evan Roberts, Tommy Lugauer, or Sal Licata?
Well, Tommy works too hard, so I know it wasn't him. I'm going to say it was Al Dukes.
You're wrong.
Was it you, Evan?
You're wrong.
It was Tommy?
We all know Tommy Lugauer is a generational talent.
Tommy!
This is my greatest
Explain
take.
Yourself.
This is my greatest take.
Greatest take.
Go ahead.
Kelly Kapowski, Tiffany Amber Thiessen is number one, but I would give Christina Applegate, Kelly Bundy, number two. In my power rankings.
Power ranking of what?
How are you sitting in the newsroom and not doing work?
What year was this again?
This was 2014.
Oh, yeah, never mind.
At 7:48 a.m. So he was working on Boomer and Carton.
Boomer and Carton. I already ordered breakfast.
Right.
I got Jerry all his sound. I didn't have to fill Boomer's meter till 9.
Right.
So this was the time of day where I could stare at Kelly Bundy
right.
for an hour.
Yeah, so that was a show where they asked you to do nothing because they just talked about nothing.
I had to do a lot of lackey work for the fellas, yes.
When
yes.
you, because you did say this is your greatest take of all time.
Whatever.
Are you ranking Kelly's or just women on sitcoms or women on TV?
Like that 90, the 90s, which a lot of us grew up in. Yeah, women on TV, but from the, like, younger. Does that make sense? Like, so around our age when we're growing up, like,
well,
teenager.
Well, I'll tell you right
so
now.
So, Kelly Taylor. Don't give me Kelly Taylor.
Kelly Taylor's
Kelly
one.
Taylor is a compiler. Kelly Taylor's
compiler.
Not, put her stats up right now.
What do you mean by compiler?
I just think that she's overrated because I think a lot of people love the show. I was more of a Brenda guy, so maybe I'm a little biased in that spot, but I think everybody just, you, BT, you guffawing over her.
Well, Kelly,
I'm putting Topanga over her. I'm putting, obviously, Kelly Kapowski, like I said.
Lost with
Kelly
Topanga.
Bundy.
What about the Charmed girls?
Well, that's Brenda twice because she went on and did Charmed.
But Charmed was a little more 2000s, I think.
Yeah,
I put
you're right.
Peg Bundy you're right. over Kelly Taylor.
What?
Oh, yeah.
No, I don't mean that as an offense to Peg Bundy. She was tremendous, but why are you insulting Kelly Taylor?
It's not that I'm insulting her.
Are you just trying to be different or
no,
something?
No, I like Brenda, and I'll give you another one here. I like Tiffany Amber Thiessen more on 90210 than I liked her on Saved by the Bell.
All right, so that's a great opinion, by the way.
Oof.
That's a good opinion.
Had a little edge.
Valerie Malone.
Oh.
First season she's on 90210. That's it.
Tremendous.
I mean, that's a top three character of all time. She was a badass.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
If you have a locked AT&T phone, we're here with bolt cutters. T-Mobile will help pay off your locked phone and give you a new 5G phone for free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrier freedom.
Via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax and a $10 device connection charge. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement as due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
What does it take to change the course of lung disease? It takes groundbreaking research in pursuit of new therapies. It takes the world's leading experts in complex pulmonary conditions focused on restoring patients' quality of life. It takes visionaries to improve treatment options for even the most advanced disease. To lead lung care forward across our region and the world, it takes Temple Health.